To ask you, the 16th of June, obviously it's a very significant date in the history of South Africa being a youth day. Were you doing this? Is this your way of inspiring the youth?
It's a significant day in many ways. Firstly,
yeah.
Happy birthday to our Springbok captain, Siya Kolisi.
Yes, of course.
It is indeed his birthday today. And secondly, today is the day to remember and commemorate all the good works that the youth of 1976 had sort of done for the country. And everyone is really looking forward to do something inspiring. And we thought with Sport for Lives, Kolisi Foundation and Hilton College and many other partners, we just sat and said it will be fitting to pin down this date and do the or start our journey on the day and have a lot of South Africans celebrating and supporting us through this.
And you're doing this obviously with the partnership of the Kolisi Foundation, also through the Sport for Lives. But most importantly, you're hoping to raise enough money to support and educate and two Manguzi orphan children ages 5 and 6 for a year. Can you just tell us more about those two kids?
Yeah, we are hoping to raise 500,000 rand so that we can be able to sponsor the education of these children from Manguzi. And the rest of the money is actually going to go to the Kolisi Foundation and some sustainable projects that they are going to start down there in Manguzi and across the country. So coming to these two kids, they are actually my neighbors in Manguzi, and I have known the grandmother of the kids and the mother we grew together, and she passed away last year. And I just want them to understand and to learn from me that it's really not about who you are or where you come from, but it's really about grabbing every opportunity. It's really not about money and pumping money to help these kids, but it's also about telling a story, equipping them to write their own stories for the future, and hoping that will sort of get to many other places. I mean, through Sports for Lives, Sports for Lives can actually help anyone start a campaign. So you can just go to their website and you can start your own campaign. Automatically, their website is designed so well to do that. So that's exactly where we are basically coming from.
So have you started raising money, or as you do these 500Ks of cycling and running, you will be raising money per kilometer, or there's a certain time you need to beat? How is that working? And just elaborate, please, on where we can find more details in terms of donating and some maybe corporates who want to be involved.
Amazing, Sky. It's not a race. Like, we're not looking to have a winner or someone who will finish first. The group of cyclists, 8 of them, who are going to be cycling with us through the journey, we're going to stick together as a team. People are welcome to support us and join us physically. Obviously, people will have to communicate that well, particularly because we are in the middle of the pandemic. But if you need more information, all you have to do is just go to the Sport for Lives website, which is basically www.sportforlives.org. And if you want to go straight to this particular campaign, we have named it the Manguzi Edition. And on that page, you can actually click support or back campaign, and you can select any amount that you would like to offer. And in that way, you can donate or pledge your support. Also, you can follow Sport for Lives just to see where we are on Facebook. We'll be posting updates on how we're doing on the journey. And on Instagram, you can also follow Sport for Lives, as well as you can follow the Kolisi Foundation on both Facebook and Instagram for updates.
Kwanda Sibiya, thank you so much for chatting to us. Good luck, and I hope you can chat again on the 23rd of June and break a leg. Thank you, sir. Cheers, buddy.
Cheers. Thank you.